to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headline. PTAZ attributes current fuel shortages to government's decision to leave procurement of petroleum products to the private sector. A former diplomat questions President Hichilema's inaction on non-performing envoys. In global news, casualties from Israeli strikes overwhelm Gaza City medics. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTA, says the current fuel shortages being experienced in the country is due to government's decision to leave the procurement of petroleum products entirely in the hands of the private sector, a move that is described as risky and creating gaps in the fuel supply chain. With various parts of the country currently facing fuel shortages leading to queues at the fuel filling stations that may have the commodity, the PTAZ Secretary General Benson Tembo has expressed surprise at this experience despite hundreds of fuel tankers moving products on a daily basis. Mr. Tembo has also wondered why shortages persist for the end user when oil marketing companies and transporters are constantly delivering petroleum products. He contends that the dominance of foreign truckers has sidelined local transporters, as most companies now can own their own filling stations, fleets and depots. He's calling on governments to allocate at least 50% of fuel supply through Indeni Petroleum Refinery to ensure adequate deliveries to all strategic depots. Mr. Tembo has told Phoenix News that no oil marketing company is currently willing to take fuel to some strategic depots because of profit concerns, costs, greed, and monopoly. He further suggests that Indeni, which sits under the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, could be financed through state funding or public-private partnerships, so that without the reforms, fuel shortages will continue to disrupt the economy and disadvantage local players.
It becomes quite difficult to understand what exactly they want, because every private sector, every oil marketing company has its volume for a specific period, and the expectation is that they will meet those volumes. And we have seen as transporters that trucks are always on the move. There is no time that trucks are not on the move. So from our standpoint, product is there. We don't know what exactly is causing the delay to deliver to the end user.
Former diplomat Muhadi Lungu has criticized President Hakainde Hichilema's reluctance to recall underperforming diplomats 4 years into his tenure. Recently, President Hichilema expressed disappointment over the failure of some Zambian diplomats to attract investment since their appointments. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lungu, who served as Zambia's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo, has questioned why the president would wait so long to express disappointment over diplomats' failure to attract investment. He has accused President Hichilema of shifting blame onto diplomats for the country's lack of foreign investment, further stating that performance indicators would have guided the head of state in recalling non-performing diplomats within a year or two. Mr. Lungu has also highlighted that not all diplomats are mandated to secure investment, citing examples like Geneva, where diplomatic work focuses on coordinating UN activities.
given that there are now 11 months remaining before we go to the general election. I think that the president is just trying to play a blame game, as he usually does when he has failed. To try and blame the ambassadors this late in the game is a reflection of the person who sent him there. Surely there must be some form of key performance indicators on an annualized basis, and this should have been discovered in the first year or in the second year. In which case, if he felt that they were not doing their correct job, he should have had either cancelling or he should have removed them from office.
With the Development and Sanitation Minister, Colin Zinzovo, says there's need for increased budgetary allocation to the water and sanitation sector, which currently accounts for only 1.1% of the total budget, down from 2.5% in 2020. Mr. Nzovo has emphasized the need for a budget increase from the current 2.3 billion kwacha to bridge the gap between rising operating costs and revenue and to enable the country address persistent service challenges. He notes that although steps are being taken by his ministry in collaboration with the ministries of health and local government to reduce disease risk in identified cholera-sensitive areas in the short term, inadequate funding will impact the supply and availability of quality and safe water. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Nzovo has, however, assured that water availability will be prioritized in critical facilities such as hospitals and schools, despite the challenges.
We are fighting for a much bigger allocation of the budget, because another problem is that the water utilities which provide the water to the high density are financially incapable of providing the service to the required level. And you can imagine that we collect nearly 100% from our billing, but even if we collect 100%, the collections are below what we need, first and foremost, to pay for energy, secondly, to pay for chemicals, thirdly, to pay for labor. It means also that we cannot expand our distribution network. That's a challenge also. So we are lobbying for more funding indeed, so that we can also support our water utilities, which is right now, water utilities cannot operate efficiently because of the low revenue.
Solwezi Central Member of Parliament, Stafford Mulusa, has acknowledged that many constituents feel he has underperformed due to limited local benefits from available mine jobs. Mr. Mulusa attributes this to an influx of experienced workers from the Copperbelt and other mining areas, making it challenging for locals to compete. He has noted that this is a legacy issue from when mining activity slowed on the Copperbelt under the previous administration. He hopes government will quickly implement the local contents bill to prioritize employment and business opportunities for locals. Mr. Mulusa, in an interview with Phoenix News, has acknowledged persistent complaints, but is optimistic that forthcoming policy changes will improve local participation in employment and business supply chains. He has urged constituents to be patient with his leadership approach.
The biggest complaint that the people of Solwezi have is that they are not picking jobs from Kasanshi. They've done what we call, when you complain, people complain. Look at how PF destroyed the mine on the Copperbelt. That whole population now rushed to Solwezi, Kalumbila, where the mines are alive. So we had more people coming in Solwezi, of course, coming from the mine, experience. And when you go to look for employment, they'll tell you we need experience. So who are the most experienced? Those that lost employment from the Copperbelt. But now this government has reopened Copperbelt. So we expect people to go back there, and we expect a normal employment schedule now for the people of Kalumbila, the people of Solwezi, the people of Mufumbo, where there's now Kalengwa, and other mines that are opening up. So that complaint in itself, I don't really brush off complaints. I take it.
In global news, doctors at one of Gaza City's last functioning hospitals say they are overwhelmed with casualties from Israeli strikes and are having to carry out operations in filthy conditions with few or no anesthetics. One Australian medic volunteering at Al-Shifa Hospital told the BBC that every day is a mass casualty event, while another described how a baby had been saved from the body of a pregnant woman who had been decapitated. Israeli forces are now just 500 meters away.